Hey, thanks guys for checking out this video. So today I'm going to talk about why we might need to unlearn the phrase stranger danger. Interested? Keep watching. Yeah, when I was a kid, I remember I had this t-shirt that said Sean on the front of it. At least maybe I was dreaming, but I remember having this t-shirt that said Sean right on the front of it. And somebody said, Sean, you probably shouldn't wear that in public. And I was like, why? I love this. I love my name. I'm proud. I'm Sean. I'm Irish. I'm Sean. And they said, well, because, you know, a stranger could see you and could yell out, hey, Sean. Hey, buddy, Sean. Hey, why don't you come over here in this van that doesn't have any window? I got candy for you. Come on over here. And as a naive four-year-old, Sean, you might think, oh, he must be a family friend who wants to give you candy. He knows your name. So you might as well go over there. And so I was like, okay, interesting. You know, they basically taught me the phrase stranger danger. But I'm afraid that as adults, especially followers of Jesus, we can't live that way. We can't live with the attitude of stranger danger because the Bible tells us, well, as Christians, we need to live by a different standard and we need to love strangers, not push them away. Hebrews chapter 13 is one place where it commands us to do this. It says this, keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without even knowing it. Yeah, that word, entertain strangers, it's the word that's oftentimes translated hospitality. In the Greek, it's philoxenia, love of strangers. And the Bible actually commands us in Romans chapter 12, verse 13, to practice hospitality, practice loving strangers. Right? So, I mean, you probably even knew some Greek before we started this. Here's another Greek word that you probably already knew. Xenophobia, you probably heard of that, right? What does that mean? Xena, stranger, phobia, fear of strangers. You know, the Bible says, no, we're not to be afraid of strangers. We're to love strangers. And I'm afraid that over this past year with the pandemic, a lot of us have gotten out of the practice of practicing hospitality, of loving strangers, right? We've been told, hey, we got to keep our social distance. And as an introvert, I'm like, sounds good to me. Like I'm my batteries are charging up. I'm keeping away from people. I'm not having people over because they don't want to come over. They don't want to eat my food. They don't want to share germs. But the Bible says, hey, that's not the way we're to live. No, we're to love strangers. We're to have people over into our homes. We're to share foods. We're to share our lives and our times with people, with friends, with family, but sometimes even people we don't even know. For over the 4th of July, last couple days ago on Sunday, I had the opportunity to go with my friend to his block party. My friend Dan says, hey, why don't you come over? We're having a block party. And I was like, okay, you know, probably be like five neighbors hanging out, shooting some fireworks off. So we go, and all of a sudden we go, and it's like, man, tons of people. All the neighbors are out. Everyone's got their garage doors up. Everyone's out in their driveways. People are grilling. People got drinks out. People have food out. One guy, Abraham, comes up to me. And he's like, hey, who's this? Dan's like, oh, this is my friend Sean. He goes, oh, well, I'm kind of basically the block representative here. I'm basically like the mayor of this little area. He goes, make yourself at home, whatever you want. Go get a drink, go get food, whatever you want. We want to entertain you. I'm like, man, thank you. Felt kind of strange, didn't know anybody, you know, going to people's garages just eating food. But I said, hey, they're cool. They're welcoming me into their community. They're loving me. And I got a picture of what the kingdom of God looks like, of what hospitality looks like, of people just loving strangers. And the Bible says, hey, we need to practice this. We need to practice this. Because I think it is a skill that we can unlearn. I'm afraid that, yes, during COVID, we've unfortunately gotten very comfortable kind of doing our own thing, keeping our social distance, not entertaining people, not having people over for dinner. And we've got to unlearn that. Last week, I went to Wegmans. I was doing some grocery shopping. As I'm on my way into the store, I'm pulling in the parking lot. And at the corner of the street in the parking lot, there's this guy who's got a sign. And he's actually dressed in an animal costume. He's got like a onesie on. And I don't know if he was a squirrel or a bear or what, but he was dressed up as an animal and he's got the hood over, but you can still see his face. So I'm like, interesting character, okay. He's got a sign, and so I was guessing he was maybe homeless, that he was begging for money. So I was like, well, let me go inside and just get some food, and I'll come out and I'll give him some if he needs some. So I go in, I get my car, I pull out, I pull up to the curb, and well, I roll out my window, and he's got his eyes closed, and he's just kind of mumbling, moving his lips, some things, you know, sounds coming out of his mouth, but I don't know what he's saying. I'm like, I don't know if this guy's on drugs, or maybe he didn't take the drugs he was supposed to take today. Like, I was kind of alarmed, but, you know, I'm like, hey, buddy, hello, and he opens his eyes, and I'm like, hey, man, what's your story? What's going on? And he goes, oh, my name's Jose, and you know, I'm just out here trying to bless people, trying to show people God's love. And I'm like, really? We started talking about faith. I started talking about Jesus. He goes, I believe Jesus is the savior of the world, that he is the solution to the world's problems. I'm like, I believe that too. He goes, yeah, I'm just trying to share that with people. I'm like, that's great, man. I said, hey, man, can I pray for you? And he goes, yeah. And he reaches into the car, grabs hold of my hand. I'm like, it's been a while since I've touched a stranger's hand, but this feels great. And so I start praying, and he doesn't let go. He starts praying after I'm done, and it was this really great experience. I asked him, I'm like, do you need anything? Like, anything? He goes, oh, no, I'm great. Just thanks for praying for me. Have a great day. So I'm like, all right, buddy. So I go home, and I'm like on the spiritual high. I tell my roommate, it was awesome, right? Because we practiced some hospitality. We strangers who didn't know each other just learned each other's stories, just prayed for one another. You know, that's a virtue, a characteristic of living in the kingdom of God. And so this week, think about, how can we be practicing hospitality? How can we be practicing loving strangers? Maybe you know a friend that is pregnant. You got a friend that's pregnant, and they need, you should throw them a baby shower. Maybe they need somebody to host a baby shower for them, and you can invite them over. You can get to know some of their friends and build some relationship with people that you don't know, and maybe it'll lead to an opportunity to share God's love with them. Maybe you can go to the community pool this summer, and there are maybe lifeguards there from maybe a different country, or maybe there are people there that you've never met before that are working the front desk, and you could just bake them some cookies, take them some donuts, take them a pizza, and just thank you for what you do. I'm a lover of Jesus. He changed my life. Is there anything I can be praying for you about? Easy way to love some strangers. Maybe this fall, as college gets back in session and school starts again, maybe there will be some college students, some high school students that just need a dinner table to eat around, and some friends to be able to love on them for a little while. You know, Carrie and Patrick Dennis, Patrick preached just this past Sunday. They've been doing that for many years now, having high school students over their house for dinner every Sunday night. Yes, have hundreds and hundreds of students have eaten at their table. Sometimes I've heard like hundreds at a time. Somehow they cram like hundreds of students in their house. I've only heard, never been. But one student that has come to their house recently and come to know Christ is a young lady named Tess Edmonds. And she's now on staff at our church because she experienced the gospel and Christian hospitality through Patrick and Carrie Dennis, them opening up their homes to complete strangers and loving on them and sharing Jesus with them. So those are just some ideas, plenty of ways to be able to practice hospitality, kind of unlearn some of the social distancing and stranger danger skills and cues we've been able to practice for over a year now with COVID. It's time to unlearn those. Time to be lovers of strangers and practice hospitality. Let me pray for us and ask God to help us do that this week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your son Jesus and how he was a lover of strangers, how he came, how he left heaven and came to earth to love people, big and small, old and young and sick and healthy and rich and poor, men and women, people who were like him and people who were very unlike him, God. We pray that this week that we would be able to practice a similar hospitality, that we would get out of our comfort zone and be able to show some hospitality to the people that you put around us, whether it be neighbors, whether it be coworkers, whether that they be just strangers that we meet on the street. God, help us to love strangers around us. We thank you for your son, Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.